the Supreme.
This is Joey Ramone here of the Famous Ramones.
This is Faith Hill.
This is Barry White.
This is Candace Knight of Blackmore's Night, and you're listening to the Sounds of Christmas
podcast.
Hi, I'm Ken Kessler, and welcome to the Sounds of Christmas podcast. If you're new to this podcast, I want to start by saying thanks for joining us. If you're not new, welcome back. Either way, I'm glad you're here. Now, to avoid any confusion, I want to start off by saying there won't be any music played here. This is a place for conversation. I'll talk about Christmas music and some related topics, sometimes by myself and sometimes with guests. If you're looking for music, just go to soundsofchristmas.com and click on the tree or the player on the front page or on the Listen Now page. We play the best variety of Christmas music all year long. Well, except in October, when we play the best variety of Halloween music. Linda Imperial has had an amazing career both as a part of other groups and on her own. Somehow, though, she has only recorded a handful of Christmas songs, and I'm going to try and pressure her to record more. We'll see how that goes. Thanks for joining me again, Linda.
Thank you. I'm so incredibly grateful to you. I mean, you are a treasure.
Oh, you are
a treasure to us.
Thank you very much.
And to people, you know, who do what we do. I mean, you know, we just do it because we have to. And then if someone likes it or if someone responds, it's such a gift.
Now, we first talked a couple years ago, and I'll put a link to that episode in the show notes for anybody that missed it or just wants to hear it again, about your amazing career and Christmas, You and Me. And then we talked last year about your single Christmas in the Tropics. And I want to talk about both of those and The Little Drummer Boy in just a moment. But first, I want to talk a little about some of the music that you've released since we last talked. And I can't remember if we talked about it last year or not, but you released a single called Uncovered.
I think that came out
near the end of last year.
No, right.
Now, what can you tell us about that song?
Well, that, you know, it was the one song I didn't write, but the producer and is a dear friend of mine. He's one of my soul brothers. And I was having, he had this song and he played it for me, and it resonated so well that I thought, I don't want anyone else to do that. I want to do it. I don't want anyone else to do that. It's my song. And I said, you can't give it to anyone. And he says, well, I want you to sing it. And so I was just so grateful that he chose me, that he really wanted me to sing it, and he helped produce it. He's just an amazing musician himself. He can play everything. But at the time, I was kind of going through some physical ailments with my lungs. I'm a cancer survivor, and I had some issues where I just couldn't get the lung power that I wanted, and it was really challenging for me. So he was so patient, and that was such a benefit because he really helped me. I just let him produce it, and I'm just so grateful. I can't wait to perform it.
Do you have any performances lined up?
Well, you know, it's funny you mentioned, because I had, we went to a party, and I wasn't really going to sing, and I didn't really want to go to the party because I knew that they would go, oh, Linda, you got to get up and sing. And I want to be ready physically and health-wise, you know, and so just going to the gym and, you know, getting my health back. And so it was really my primary focus, and I didn't want to go out too soon before that happened. But this guy called, and he's Ken. He had a band in the 70s in San Francisco called the Lloyds. And he's Norman Greenbaum's music director. And Norman Greenbaum, who wrote Spirit in the Sky, is a dear friend. And he was having this huge party. And so David called me up and said, Linda, I had my band learn two of your songs, Just Right and Breakfast of Blues. And we're going to be ready if you want to sing. And I, you know, it's like, I have to go now. I mean, that's probably the sweetest, one of the kindest things that's happened to me in a long time. You know, I was just so blown away by, you know, because I wasn't expecting it. So he, of course, I'm going, oh, okay. So that's, I did. And it was great. And it was a star-studded event. I think, David, who else was it? It was David sang, Lester Chambers from the Chambers Brothers, Time. He did that, and his grandson, no, his son was there. And then Terry Haggerty from the Sons of Champlin. Do you remember that band?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of, maybe? Yeah. And there were all these people. People from Big Brother. So anyway, that's kind of, I'm you know, working on that and just getting ready to go out for prime time.
Nice. This past summer, Destination U came out.
Yes.
What about that one?
That was an amazing, I'm so happy that song. I love it. It's kind of sad because my co-writer just passed away about a half a year ago, maybe 9 months ago. And it was just so sudden. And so I dedicated the song to him. But it's a good song, and I can't wait to do it live with the band. I gotta take it down a key. You know, it's like, oh yeah, and yeah, thank you, Destination U. I love that song.
And Christmas music. I wasn't aware of this until we talked last year, but you had been on a charity release called Carols Across America, a mm-hmm. Christmas benefit record for AIDS Emergency Fund and Breast Cancer Emergency Fund,
yes.
Where you did what you told me was one of your favorite Christmas songs.
Yes. My husband, David Freiberg, and I, we produced it. And, you know, everyone, I was kind of one of the last people to grab the songs. You know, all these other people had, oh, I want to do this, I want to do that, Chestnut Soap, you know, Mel song. And so no one had picked Drummer Boy. And I thought, well, that'll be perfect. So we wanted to keep it in the vein as far as dance, you know, because it was geared for the dance market. But I didn't want to, I wanted to just maybe elevate it just a little bit. No, you know, sometimes dance music is like lower chakra stuff, but I wanted to elevate, you know, to the heart chakra. So, and I'm very proud of that. Thank you for even mentioning it.
Oh, sure. I remember you telling me, it might have been the first time we talked, that that was one of your favorite songs, and it didn't occur to me to ask if you had ever recorded it. I don't know why. But when we talked last year, you had told me, and I went out searching so that I could find it and play it.
Did you find it?
Yes, I did.
Oh, what'd you think?
I like it. Little Drummer Boy is, I played the drums when I was in school, in high school, college. So Little Drummer Boy was always one of my favorite Christmas songs.
Yeah.
I am, you know, I am constantly amazed every year that different singers and bands will send me these a cappella versions of Little Drummer Boy with no drums. And I,
Oops.
yeah, I'm like, you guys are, it's, yes, it's very pretty, but
Where's
the, yeah,
the
the it's in the title, drummer.
drums? Right,
Yeah. But
drummer.
then Christmas You and Me a few years ago, you released that single. That's one you wrote, right?
Yes. I wrote it with Joel Jaffe. Joel Jaffe.
And where did that one come from?
Christmas You and Me. Well, basically it's a tell-all of when I went to school in St. Louis, and it was always really cold, snowy. I love the snow. If I was a dog, I'd probably be a Samoyed. I like the cold. And just always with the snow, and it was just the seasonal thing with the lights and the holly. That was my dream Christmas. And we don't get that in California, because it doesn't snow. So I thought, I just really want to go down memory lane.
And you don't get that on the other side of the world in Australia and New Zealand, but that's where you were when you
For
got the
Christmas in
idea
the
for Christmas in the Tropics.
yeah. Well, again, because it's a different feel, and I have a lot of friends that live in Australia and in New Zealand, and we were going. David's band, the Jefferson Starship, they had some gigs, and I think they did a tour with Toto, which was just amazing. And this last one was with UB40. It was right around the holidays, and I thought, what are they, and I my friend Mary from Australia, she was the secretary when we were all like for the Grammys, she was the secretary. We were on the board of governors, and Mary, I said, well, what do you How do you how what do you do on Christmas Day? Like, what's your go-to thing? She goes, well, we go to the beach. And I went, you go to the beach on Christmas? And she goes, yeah. And I thought, that's so different from how we spend our Christmas days. We have this big, dinner with a fireplace going, and you see a lot of pine needles. It's actually, I've been working with a couple of friends, while my band, they're all amazing players, but I work with a lot of different people, and so it's just maybe one or two musicians and me singing these Christmas songs. And so just the bass and a rhythm guitar going over these songs, I thought, oh, I really love singing these songs. It's very soothing, and I'm really I love I just love I love the songs. Does that sound egotistical?
No, not at all.
I hope
You
not.
should. You should. I think every singer should love the songs that they're singing. I get hundreds, literally hundreds of Christmas songs sent to me every year, and some of them are they're phoned in. They're not, I often say on this podcast that it sounds to me like the band was told, you got 10 minutes of studio time left, knock out Jingle Bell Rock. And they do. And it's very paint by numbers, and it doesn't sound real. What I like to say about songs that I really like, is that I hear Christmas, You and Me, and I believe you.
Oh,
And
yeah.
I
Thank
think especially
you.
for a Christmas song, that's so important. And with a lot of these that I get, I'm like, eh, I don't buy it. But I think that you should really love what you're singing, or you shouldn't be singing it.
Yeah, I believe in storytelling, you know, and I can't type. You know, I fire myself in the office all the time, you know, but I can sing. You know, thank goodness. Bless my heart.
So any chance there's anything else Christmas music related on your radar?
Well, you know, one of the things we did, and I kind of phoned it in, and that's why I want to redo it, because I didn't know the song, but I did it with my band about, God, maybe 15 years ago, and a couple of members from the Jefferson Starship. It was Chuck Berry, Run, Run, Rudolph. And we did it so rocking. I mean, it was in your face, rock and roll. And the searing guitar, I mean, it's so good, but I hate the way I'm singing it because I didn't really know it. And I went, oh, I've got to redo that. I just have to redo this song.
Well, it's time to get the band back together and redo it.
I know. So that's kind of what I'm going to work on for the future, so I can actually have something that's just in your face.
You know, that's one of the things that I love about Christmas music is that with Christmas music, you're allowed to have so many different genres of music. Yeah. You know, you've got your version of Little Drummer Boy and Christmas You and Me and Christmas in the Tropics, all very different Christmas songs, but they're all yours. And then you're talking about Run Rudolph Run and the way you're describing it, much different than those three. And I just love that about Christmas music.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you're like the Christmas music holy man.
I think of it more as a Christmas music weirdo, but I have a passion for it. I love Christmas music, and there's never enough. The Sounds of Christmas library has, I don't know, over 16,000 songs in it, and I'm always looking for more. I'm always looking for something new, something wonderful, something maybe old that got forgotten. I love finding those kind of things.
Yeah, yeah.
So non-Christmas music, what else is coming up for you next year? Anything
well,
that you can...
I've got a new single I'm working on. And then I have this other song. Do you remember... the band called The Tubes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Prairie Prince actually founded that band when he was in Arizona. And he's just one of my most favorite human beings on the planet. He, great drummer, great, great, great drummer. He's makes more money with his art than he does with his music, if you can imagine. He's an amazing painter.
Wow.
Did I tell you this once?
I don't think so.
Okay. And I mean, he's got paintings in stuff at Rockefeller Center. I mean, and I think they asked him to commission. They were going to have him commission to paint a red dragon in the tunnel going out of Marin into San Francisco. I mean, it's just he's so good. And so I have some of his paintings, and we're really just, you know, really good friends. His old girlfriend, the lead singer for the Jefferson Starship, Diana Mongano, she's part Native American and half Sicilian, and I'm part Native American and half Sicilian. We have and some European. So we just became instant friends. She's a singer as well. And she kind of pulled me out into the open when I was really sick to get me back into singing. So I asked him if he would paint a painting of my mother. I have this very amazing, unique family history in Oklahoma on the Native American side. It's actually very, very famous. I can actually say famous. My great grandmother walked the Trail of Tears. And my grandfather, bless his heart, he was born in 1886, and they had 9 children. I have a lot of aunts and uncles, and so there are all these paintings. So I have this strong heritage in Oklahoma, and I asked him if he would paint a painting of my mother. And so he did. And he says, well, what do you want around her shoulders? The painting, I should show you picture. And I said, well, let's find out what the state flower is of Oklahoma. And it's called the rose. And so I went, oh, that's perfect. So I have a new song. It's dedicated to my Native American heritage. And it's called Tulsa Rose. And it's just awesome. I'm so proud of it. It's an homage to Native American and Native American women, and especially this woman, my great grandmother, who walked the Trail of Tears, survived, and they lived in Oklahoma. She didn't speak English. And of course, you know, they come to Oklahoma, and the land that they left was really pretty, but they says, okay, well, this will do, you know, and they settle in. Wouldn't you know, they find oil, you know, she doesn't speak English. She ends up losing that land, you know, sad. And it's just a beautiful story. So it's, the whole song is about this beautiful story, strong woman, Native American. And it has a good ending.
And when do you think we'll get that?
Well, I'm almost done. I had the band come in and we recorded it. We recorded everything live. And then we only had one person fly in his guitar, which was Jude Gold from the German Starship. And he just channeled my rage. I mean, it was like, oh my goodness, this is so good. So that's my new toy. So I'm working on that.
Okay.
I've got 3 songs I'm working on. I'm trying to get that Christmas song out. And then that's the 2 good. Other.
Well, great. Thank you for talking about all this, the non-Christmas stuff too. What's the best way for people to keep up with you?
The best way, I would say, is I'm on social media. I've got my Facebook, my YouTube. I'm, you know, you can purchase or stream iTunes, Apple, YouTube,
everywhere.
Anything that's streaming, you can. And thank you when you do that, because for every streaming, every song, the artist gets 3% of a penny.
So stream it a lot.
So stream it a lot.
Okay. Well, terrific. Linda, it is always such a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks for making some time for us today.
I'm so grateful to you. Thank you.
And thank you so much for listening, helping us share some Christmas spirit, and for continuing to support the Sounds of Christmas station and podcast. I already told you how to listen to the station, and you're listening to the podcast now, so my work here is just about done. All of our episodes are available on the Sounds of Christmas website. Just click the podcast tab. And we also have a Linktree page that lists most, if not all, of the sites that stream the Sounds of Christmas podcast. So you can click on that, find your favorite, click on over and subscribe, and you'll never miss another episode. If you have comments or suggestions on this episode, previous episodes, or the Sounds of Christmas station, feel free to reach out to me on social media or through the website. If you're listening to this episode on your phone, you can also click the Send Us a Text message link and connect that way. Thanks again, and may you always believe in Santa Claus.